want to ask you about this expression. Say, if I came in your living room and left your front door wide open and you didn't want it to stay that way, what would you probably tell me to do?
Shut the door, I guess.
I guess. Please shut the door.
Do you ever hear people say, well, close the door?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Close the door, yeah.
It's the same thing.
That's what I would say, close the door.
Would you say that one is any more polite than the other one?
I think close the door would be more polite than shut the door. I think the shut the door would be a little more abrupt.
Uh-huh.
You would tell this child, shut the door. You wouldn't tell him, close the door. You tell him, shut the door.
Yeah.
But you tell this man, close the door.
Yeah.
That'd be the difference.
Well, you know, we were talking about frame houses. On the outside of them, some of them, the way they're constructed, the boards overlap each other.
Something
like this. Mm-hmm. Does that have a particular name when it's done in that style?
Yeah, that's where our home was built.
Isn't ours, by the way?
This one over here is, but then our old home here, it's overlapped. They called it, that's not exactly shiplap. That's we call it weatherboarding. They would overlap each other. That's where ours is. That's where this is too. This is a little different. This is newer. Yeah, it's just overlapped.
It's kind of rounded off.
Yeah. Our old house in Bovaldine, it's just overlapped like that, you know.
What's this shiplap you mentioned?
Shiplap has grooves. Has a groove and it goes.
Where they fit together.
Has a little groove, a tongue groove. Cut in, and the other board has what we call a tongue, and that tongue goes into that groove.
Yeah.
Is that a more recent style than
they use that for flooring, mostly.
I see. But you say some of the sides of the houses are done in that.
No, not in this shiplap. No, they call it. I thought they called it weatherboarding.
But don't these boards fit in like that when they put that one on there?
They fit over each other, kind of.
Yeah,
I think they have
kind of a tongue on it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think they do, yeah.
I don't know what they call it.
I see. Well, did the houses back then, did they ever have these things right on the edge of the roof that were designed to carry off rainwater?
Well, we call them gutters.
Gutters.
Those were gutters. Well, now, if you had a house that had different slopes of the roof, say a place where two different slopes came together, something like this, was there ever a name for that place?
Oh, yes.
We got one right in this house like that.
Now, did he call that gutter? Did they call that?
I don't know what they call that, but we got one.
I know what you're talking about.
We don't have a gutter on it.
Wait a minute, there's a name for it, Rosie.
I can't think of it either.
I can't think of it right now.
See, we got one right
here.
Yeah,
I know it.
Have you ever heard people around here call it the Valley?
Yeah.
It's probably it.
Is that what it is?
But I think
Valley.
It used to have another name.
I think it's got another name besides Valley.
Do people around here ever have a little building back of the house where they might keep firewood or tools or something like that, just a separate little building?
Like Maureen or Papa got built.
Where we kept in what we call it the wash house. Between the milk house and the smoke house, we put all our wood and stuff under that shed.
Yeah, I don't know what they called it though.
It had doors to the back, but the front of it into the yard didn't have any doors.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what they called them though.
Could you, a general name for it, maybe just a shed?
That's what we called it.
Call it a shed in general?
A shed, huh?
Well, talking about a building like that, before